This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
This is Chris Witz. I hope it's going to be a great day for you. How often do you find yourself wasting time? I think we all do that. It was William Shakespeare who once said, "I wasted time, and now doth time waste me." I guess we can relate to those days, you know, we didn't feel like doing anything, but there was so much to do, the calendar was full, and perhaps it might have been the beginning of a new year. You made a resolution to be more wise in the use of your time, not to waste it. But really, time is an elusive thing. You know, it slips away from us so quickly, so easily, and it leaves us wondering if we have indeed used our time the way we should have. You ever had that feeling? There's no doubt that we're greatly influenced by the clock. I'd be lost without my watch. We're governed by time. We set the alarm clock to get up, and we ask the question, what is the time? We also realize that time is very short, and it's a diminishing commodity. Now, not like money, which can be placed in a bank for safekeeping, can be used later. Time itself disappears completely the minute you get it. 1 minute is gone in 60 seconds. All you got left is the memory of how it was spent. And so, if you want to make an investment of the time that you've got, you need to spend it wisely. Now, the Bible has quite a lot to say about this. Job chapter 7, verse 7 says, "Remember that my life is but breath." James 4, verse 14 says, "How do you know what's going to happen tomorrow? For the length of your days is as certain as the morning fog. Now you see it, soon it's gone." Time, it's definitely passing by. 60 seconds a minute, 60 minutes an hour, 24 hours a day. And someone said the clock of life is wound but once. And no man has the power to tell just when the hands will stop, at late or early. So really, time is uncertain. In fact, the only thing we can be certain of today is the uncertainty of time. Now, many people are uncertain about life. Now, the old cliche, I think, is still true. The best use of life is to invest it into something that will outlast it. If you read Psalm 103, you'll see how the writer understood the limitations of time. In verse 15 to 17, talks about God knowing our days are few and brief, like grass or flowers blown by the wind and gone forever. But the loving kindness of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. There's no time limit there. David, the psalmist, in Psalm 39, he understood how brief time would be. And that prayer, you know, "Show me, O Lord, my life's end and the number of my days, and let me know how fleeting my life is. You've made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Each man's life," he said, "is but a breath." That's in Psalm 39. The Apostle Paul had a definite view about time, and he wrote to the church at Ephesus. He said, "Be careful how you walk," he said, "not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil." So what Paul was telling them and tells us is to embrace every moment. Now, the tremendous thing about time is, for the present moment, you have exactly what you always have had, and that is 24 hours in each day. So it's a great equalizer. C.S. Lewis used to say, "The future is something which everyone reaches at the rate of 60 minutes an hour." So whatever he does and wherever he is. Now, that's simple, but I think it's also profound. So it's never too late to take charge of those many minutes that fall by the wayside every day and invest them in something that, you know, will last forever. We complain, you know, we haven't got enough time. Well, why not use the moments that we have, those idle moments, to speak to God in prayer, or to read some verses from the Bible, or as you drive to work in the morning, memorize and think about a verse of scripture, or listen to some music. Now, the amazing thing is that when we spend our time on God's time clock, there seems to be more hours in the day. Have you found that to be the case? Our Heavenly Father, we think of time. Lord, we just pray that you will still our restless soul. We need to stop, Lord, stop running, and we want to hear your voice. So, Lord, slow us down. Still the ache in our heart, and let me hear your words, "My peace I give to you." Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.